Welcome back. Now focusing on Prop 71, the Stem Cell Bond Initiative, joined now by Shane Smith, Ph.D., Science Director for Stem Cell Research and Cure. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Art. It's great to be here.
You received your Ph.D. in Cellular and Molecular Pathology in 2003 from UCLA, so this is a field that you're quite familiar with. What would stem cell research potentially do as far as curing illnesses?
Sure. Well, the salient points here scientifically are that stem cells are these unspecialized cells. They're like vanilla. They have the information within them to become any of the cells in our bodies. So scientists could potentially use them to become new healthy tissues to replace those tissues that have been damaged by disease. And this therapeutic paradigm could extend to diseases like diabetes, heart disease, Parkinson's, cancer, some of our biggest killers and biggest healthcare drains in the state of California.
So there's a tremendous scientific opportunity here.
Tremendous scientific promise. As one of the people who has the opportunity to speak with the Nobel laureates, the scientists around the state who support Prop 71 in stem cell research, I understand that the medical community is united in believing that this is the new frontier in medicine, that the great potential of these cells to cure and treat disease is something that we can't walk away from.
John, isn't this an exciting opportunity to advance the frontiers of medicine?
Unfortunately, no, it isn't. There are several reasons why we're against it. The first is the fiscal problem, which we talked about earlier. This one would cost $200 million per year to the state budget. And let's remember that the fiscal problem still is from $5 billion to $8 billion a year, depending on how you look at it. That's the structural deficit in California. It's down from $13 billion when Gray Davis was there, but Arnold still has not solved this problem. And this means where is this $200 million to pay for this every year going to come from? It has to come from something else in the budget.
Okay, so again, it's a financial argument concern. Do you care to address that, Shane?
Well, due respect to John and the editorial board of the OC Register, I think they're really on the wrong side of this issue. I think this is a win-win for California. This is an investment in our future. And look at the folks who are supporting this on fiscal grounds. State Controller Steve Wesley, Treasurer Phil Angelides. These are the state's top fiscal officers. The State Chamber of Commerce has supported us. The Orange County Business Council. These are folks who took a look at this initiative, looked at Prop 71, saw the medical promise of the research, saw the great potential for new treatments and cures that could energize a growth sector of our state's economy and really pay dividends down the road for California.
John, it would seem if there's the potential to cure, and health care costs are an enormous burden on the state and on communities, if there's the potential to have cures for things like diabetes and Parkinson's and cancer, just from aside from the moral and ethical arguments, financially, wouldn't this be releasing a big drain on the state if we could cure some of these things?
Well, these are all things that are promised in the future, and we can get. And I want to get to some of the moral problems later, just from our perspective. But also, I mean, what's next? Will they say Silicon Valley needs money for their research? Orange County has a lot of biotech. Well, they'll probably get some of this money. But we can't keep doing this all the time. States do fund research around the country, and California does. It should be part of the same mix of the general budget of the state of California.
Again, not using bond finding. Now, right. You mentioned you have some moral problems with this. Would you articulate that?
Well, the Register's position, there's the Register's position and my position. The Register's is that some people are very much opposed to this for ethical reasons, and they should not be forced to pay for it through their tax money. And my position personally is that
Well, some people are opposed to capital punishment, right, and we pay for execution chambers.
Well, that's a different issue. It's a legal issue.
Yeah, but some people are always going to be morally opposed to some things that government do with public funds.
Right, but this is such a new area. And there's so much controversy. This will be very much politicized. You'll have it'll be a political football for many years.
Okay, Shane.
Well, just addressing John's point, I certainly respect his point of view. Everyone in the campaign does, and I'm not gonna speculate on where he's coming from there. But I can tell you how I'm comfortable with the research. You know, Prop 71 embraces the full spectrum of stem cell biology. We hear about adult stem cells that you can take from any one of us at this table, embryonic stem cells that scientists tell us are the most promising. Those are derived from special cell clusters that are left over from fertility treatment, and they would Most of them are damaged. Most of them would be thrown away if not donated for research.
There's a concern that we would breed fetuses for the purposes of harvesting stem cells.
That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. There are strong ethical controls in this initiative. Human reproductive cloning, that is cloning to create a baby, is already illegal in California. This initiative reinforces that ban. There are strict ethical requirements for things like informed consent, human subjects protections, and others. So those are not concerns.
John, did you have other moral issues involved?
Personally, this isn't the registrar's opinion, but personally, I do find it objectionable because the stem cells from children come from unborn children who are as human as you or I, and they have not given their consent, obviously, and they should not be abused in this way.
Shane?
Well, I certainly respect John's point of view. I don't think that that's my point of view. And I think that if you look at what the California voters are comfortable with, 80% of them or more support stem cell research as we proposed in Prop 71.
Final words, John, on the register's position on stem cell research.
Well, just for the three reasons we mentioned, the moral controversy, which has not been settled in our society, the fiscal problems, and also we just can't afford it anymore. The state is still broke. Let's not forget that. $5 to $8 billion a year deficit that we're going to have this year. I don't know how Arnold is going to deal with it next year, but we just can't spend another $200 million a year for this.
Shane, final argument in favor of Prop 71.
Well, look at the folks who support this initiative. We've got 23 Nobel laureate scientists, the California Medical Association, over 60 patient disease advocacy groups. These folks have taken a look at this initiative. They've taken a look at this science. They see tremendous promise in it. And I think Prop 71 is their solution to responsibly explore stem cell biology.
Thank you very much, Shane Smith, with the Pro Prop 71. John Seiler, thank you for being here for the entire show. Thanks to our other guests, Ken Farsing and Dr. Mel Marks. The important thing is for you at home to vote. Make your voice heard. And these and other propositions are critically important. Do vote on November 2nd. We'll see you all next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.